All right, it's the DT difference. It's 30 years experience in the game, DT Systems. E-collars we've been using for a while now, but let's quickly talk about their dummy launchers. They got the Super Pro dummy launcher and the remote dummy launcher. It's a great way for you and your dog to get ready for duck season. Loud bangs, make sure your dog's cool with gunfire before you use it. But I want you to add it to your repertoire, bag of tricks, and get you and your dog ready for duck season. It's the Super Pro Dummy Launcher by DT. Hashtag man's best kennel. It's Gunner Kennels, baby. It's a kit. We had Addison on the podcast, a phenomenal dude, always innovating our industry. And one of the things that he brought up is it's a kit. It's not just the kennel itself. You've got the fan 2.0 for your summer, right? Like it's hot out. We got to keep that dog cool. In wintertime, you got the all weather kit. Keeps that core body temperature in there so the dog doesn't have to work as hard to stay warm. They also have the magnetic door accessory that keeps that body temperature in there. And then the straps. Everybody thinks like, oh, I'll just go to Home Depot and get the cheapo straps. Well, listen, they developed these straps so that basically you can lift a VW bug with the two straps. So if you were to get in a car accident on the way to the duck blind or the training grounds, that dog is going to be beyond strapped and stay safe. Check it out. Gunner Kennels, baby. Slide in the DMs. We'll hook you up. All right. Our number one asked question is revolving around force fetch. Whether your dog drops the bumper or duck at the edge of the water, or you failed a few hunt tests because the dog monkeys with the birds or won't pick up a bird, let me help you help your dog. Bunch of different breeds, bunch of different personalities, start to finish, teaching you how to do it. Links in the description. Didn't sound like any of those things, but I mean, to be very honest with you, again, I'm not the world's greatest deer hunter, so like I don't truly know what a deer grunt. I know what the artificial deer grunt sounds like, where people are like whatever they make the sounds like. I don't know. All right, what's going on, everybody? Excited to talk to you about Nubby Jr. Now, if you don't know the OG original Nubby, it's the story of the buck I killed last year on our property. And I think we did an episode on him. I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah, we talked about
it. We'll put it in the show notes. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe we can find it. But either way, old Nubby was a three on one side on a goofy three. Kind of kicked down, kicked out. Meh.
It looked like someone
hit him with a baseball bat and he just grew funny.
Well, so we thought. It was one of those, he must have gotten hurt, got half hit by a car, something funky. And so
the antlers grew funny.
Yeah.
Turns out it's genetic. So this year's trail cam picks, we got the fancy schmancy trail cam that sends to your phone now. Turns out it is 100% genetic. So we got
a couple nubberoos nubbing around the farm.
Just nubbing around. So we've got a single spike. So one nub, single spike. We've got forky on one side and a spike. Then we've got four on one side and a spiky.
It's hard to describe, but like a spike on one side, like it looks like an antler on one side and then like a broom handle on the other, or like a funky looking, like your dog chewed on the broom handle on the other.
Yeah, they're goofy, right? So it's got to be genetic. The more we've kind of talked about it, and one of my buddies, Nick Hippolito, Huey, UT prize one, no big deal, perfect score, utility dog that we trained here at Lone de Chateau. Nick had a camp growing up, not far from where my home is. And he said that they would see deer in this area that had funky genetics.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like this little zone, this little 10 square mile, whatever, like, you know, buck deer during the rut will roam. They don't just hang out where they hang.
Not so they've been miles, but wherever.
Well, you're right. But I mean, like,
far away, man,
if he hits one up over here and she goes over there,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it could span some distance.
Yeah.
And so genetically speaking, I got some weird booty deer. So we thought Nubby was an anomaly. We thought he was injured. Nubby was last year's deer, my first buck, super pumped. I'm a duck hunter, grouse guy. I love deer hunting. I love the thought of deer hunting, but I suck at deer hunting. I'm an avid misser. I've missed a plenty deer from the old buck fever. I just miss, man. I had like a gray cloud over me, man. And I remember the first buck I missed, I was at Slippery Steve Salamone's house.
Oh, and I remember.
He texts me. He's like 200 yards away. He's like, there's a buck coming your way on a well-worn trail. Like, it's coming to you. And like 25 minutes later, it wasn't even a big buck. It was like a forky or a small 6-point. It wasn't anything that probably most deer hunters would be like, oh my God.
Yeah. I saw something in the woods today.
Yeah. No, I crapped my pants, totally whiffed, shot a tree, not near him. I mean, it was like an 8-inch difference of a miss. So I'm like predisposed to whiffing when the opportunity arises. And so the story of Nubby, the OG Nubby.
Well, you got to go back and listen to that show.
Sure. Long story short, I thought I missed, found him. It was awesome. We celebrated.
It is a great story.
It is a great story. So show go notes. Listen. Now, I've been home from the Master National, which was last episode. So if you didn't listen to that, that was a good one. Please listen. But I've been home for what? 4 days? I got home Sunday. Like what day is today? Wednesday?
Yeah.
I got home Sunday evening. It's still daylight by the time I got home. I walk out into my back field. I you know, take care of the dogs. They all run around, whatever. I'm like, you know what? I've been home in a month. I'm going to go look at my back field. So I took my rifle. Definitely wasn't expecting or wanting to shoot anything.
You're too tired from driving to actually.
Yeah, it's like if I killed someone, I'd be like, dang.
I got to be up late.
Right. But I'm like, well, you know, if a 10-point's sitting there, I would be like, damn it. Run back quick. So I bring the rifle and I sit down. I had like 15 minutes of light left. So I went down there just to look. And there was a doe perusing around. I'm like, cool. Can't wait for tomorrow. Next day comes. We train. No days off, clearly. And around whatever, 2-3 o'clock, I hop in a stand. And it's kind of like a creek bed, willowy property line.
Yep.
Pine trees on one side, dead, nasty, thick, whatever on the other. But this creek bed is just a hot zone for deer. It's a good spot.
Yeah.
The wind was wonky for the other spots, and I didn't have a lot of time, so I'm going. Well, lo and behold, I had, within 20 minutes of sitting, a little yearling doe putzing around. Legit, I could have fed her out of my hand. I felt like, hey there. Hey girly, come here, baby. Just freaking beautiful. I took videos and pictures and like I'm so glad that I'm here. Just thankful that it's deer season, thankful that I get to be out there on my property and enjoying it. Well, bingo bango bongo, here comes another one. Here comes another one. And then two mamas who would have been the meat ones, like, you know, I would have probably shot. We're on other property. I didn't want to, I'm not going to shoot a baby. So I didn't, but I just enjoyed watching them. And then the mother deer, the big ones that would have been meat for the freezer, never came to the property and just enjoyed watching them into twilight hours. And that was it. So I'm like, heck yeah. I was like 9 deer on my first sit back. I've been home for 48 hours or less.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And I'm just like, I'm in. I'm so ready to enjoy deer season now that I'm home. Sit number 2 was with you?
Yes. Last night.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. Right?
Last night, nothing.
So they were Monday. Tuesday was with you. Today's Wednesday.
And today's Wednesday. Yeah, so holy last cow. Night.
Okay, so last night.
It's literally been a whirlwind.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
Not much time.
Well, by the way, not much sleep going on for Uncle Bob, so I am out of it. But Tuesday, Kevin and I, we split up. We don't see Jack.
I saw a grouse.
Yeah, cool. Also, super cool on my property that there's a grouse dinking around, hanging out.
That's the third time deer hunting from that stand this year that I've had that grouse bouncing around, feeding, eating berries.
So cool.
It's good passing the time.
Yeah, I'll never shoot that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's like my pet grouse now.
Yeah.
I don't even want Andy to find it because then he might flush and never come back. I want him to just have his little kingdom near me. And like I heard him during turkey season drumming, but I never seen him. So maybe I'll sit up there just to watch a grouse.
He's been there three times in a row that I've been.
That's awesome.
Sitting there.
All right. So that's day two.
Someone needs to write him with a name.
Write him with a name?
Gregory the Grouse.
Or some. All right. I dig it.
Gertrude?
Nah.
Okay.
Today, I was not going to hunt this morning, but Wednesdays are the ladies who work with me. This is their morning off. So like I'm on dog duty first thing in the morning. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to get up an hour earlier, let them out, and then I'm going to go sit till 8 a.m. And then I'll come back out, change, let the dogs out again, and then get to work.
It was cold today.
Yeah,
temperature's dropped.
It did drop. Yep. Temperature did drop. But either way, I just figured like, what's another hour less of sleep when I'm already tired? I'm in. Lead. You thought I was going to say bismuth. I switched it up on you. Hey, get you and your buddies prepared for duck season just like you're preparing your dog. 7.5 by Kent. Go to the clay bird course. Go to sporting clay course. Get right so that you can knock more birds down with that bismuth this duck season. From the duck blind to the holding blind, baby, it's Purina. Our young dogs are eating the puppy blend. Large breed puppy formula should be fed to puppies from 8 weeks when you get that little bundle of joy home, that little cuddly wuddly buddy, all the way to about a year old. We want that dog to develop at a good, consistent rate. We don't want them to grow too fast, too soon. And so that puppy formula is going to help accomplish that goal. It's going to give them all the nutrients to develop their bones, their joints, their ligaments, everything right. Feed that puppy formula till 12 months old, and then flippity floppity to the 30-20 Pro Plan. So kick the dogs loose. They do their thing. I put them up. I get my gear on. And I half thought of scrapping it because our good friend Ethan from Standing Stone and I were supposed to have a phone call this morning talking business. I have a lot on my plate. I'm like, you know what? I could drink coffee, knock some stuff out, come back out at 8:30 and get to training. I don't have very many dogs. I don't have to be daylight till dark, like summertime hours. It's kind of nice right now. So I'm like, you know, I could just have some breakfast and it's cold out. And
who needs that? So you went out to the deer stand.
That's right. So I said, no, don't be a wuss. WWBD, what would Blaine do? Blaine would go out and hunt. Cacao. So I'm like, all right, I committed to doing it already. I'm already up, like rock and roll. I will say, side note here, Blaine gave me a book that his friend wrote, In the Realm of Ravens. Title doesn't really do much justice, but I didn't come up with the title. God bless the dude who did. Really good book. So it is a quick story. It's only like 150 pages, which is right up my alley, on a true woodsman from North Georgia, where Blaine is relatively from, and bear hunter, only hunts with a recurve. And it's his stories of hunting the Appalachian Mountains for bear with a recurve with him and his buddies. So I've got this book since the Master National, and like I'm enjoying it. It's a good freaking book. So I got the book in my front satchel.
Kangaroo pouch pocket.
Kangaroo pouch. I've got a coffee mug. Got my rifle.
You bring a coffee mug out with you?
Yeah, man. It's freaking cold in the morning. I'm having coffee. Now, mind you, sometimes my hunts get cut short because you got to, you know, get a little coffee and you got to go back to the house. So, like, I also don't have a time that I'm going to stop. It's like, whenever it hits me, I got to go.
Yeah.
could headed be, back to the house.
Could be an hour. Could be 20
could
minutes.
Be, could be four.
Could be a quickie. So anyways, it's a good thing you got a porta potty on the property.
On the premises, now. Yeah. So I climb up into the stand that I saw all those doe at night one. And I'll give another little mini tidbit. My property seems to be a night sit property. Our back field with the pond, and it was alfalfa and clover and grass and pond and whatever. They seem to come here at night and leave early morning and go to bed on neighboring farms with bedding areas. We don't have a lot of bedding areas on my property, so it's come at night, leave before daylight, and they're gone. So all the morning sits in the last couple of years have been very uneventful. That's also why I almost bagged it and didn't go this morning. It's like, well, how many times have I done it and don't see Jack?
Yeah.
I'd rather work on business, and I promised Ethan I'd call him and I could have some eggs, but I went anyways. So I'm sitting there, daylight cracks. Well, it's going to be like every other morning. I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. I start reading the book, and like every paragraph or two, which takes, you know, 5 minutes or so.
Five, 10.
I'm not the smartest guy in the classroom. So I'll look around. So paragraph goes by, kind of just peek around. I'm listening the whole time. Back to reading. I also find that it's, to me, sometimes with the advent of our smartphones, sometimes I'll get caught up scrolling, answering messages, text message comes through. Like, that's not deer hunting.
Yeah.
So I feel like the book idea, it's quiet time. It's good. Like, I'm not out screen timing like a meathead. So reading this book, I'm enjoying this book. And In the Realm of Ravens, shout out number two for this gentleman, whatever his name is. You can find it on Amazon, $18. Because I accidentally stole Blaine, so I had to order him one in the tree stand today. Whatever. 7:20. 7:15. I hear
How was that?
Yeah, what the frig? I go, okay. I mean, there's some cows nearby.
Yeah.
That you can hear. There's horses
that are always swishing around through the grasses. And
yep. There's dogs.
Yeah.
There's cars. Didn't sound like any of those things, but I mean, to be very honest with you, again, I'm not the world's greatest deer hunter. So like, I don't truly know what a deer grunt. I know what the artificial deer grunt sounds like, where people are like, meow, whatever they make the sounds like. I don't know. But I hear, meow, meow, meow. Huh. The hell was that? Back to reading. Cause I mean, I'm looking around. I don't see anything. I'm like, must've been like
hearing things,
something. I don't know. And I am watching. I'm not an idiot. I'm looking. Nothing. 10 minutes later, here comes a doe. I'm like, dang. Heck yeah. Now I have a doe tag. I mean, game on, technically. But it's the rut. And I kind of have this little, like, thing in my head that I'm going to wait.
You can still go after doe tag. We might as well let some decoys run around the property.
Well, just, I don't know, right? Like, I'm not in a hurry. This is day three. I'm just not in a hurry. I'm enjoying being in the woods finally with some quiet time. So I'm enjoying watching these deer do deer things. I thought the wind was blowing towards her. I thought she smelled me. That's why she hustled her bustle. Then she stopped and she's staring at me.
So the wind was blowing toward you?
Towards them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I'm like, gosh, she must have winded me. And she didn't or anything or stomp or nothing, just bounded 20 bounds and then stopped and is staring at me. So I'm like, I pull up the rifle and I'm looking through the scope and I'm like, interesting. And she's kind of looking behind her and then at me. And I'm like, well, I don't have a shot and I'm not gonna. I already told myself I'm not gonna. But you never know. Maybe I will. Like, I don't know.
How far away?
60, 70 yards.
But it's like,
oh, it's very thick.
Tree. Yeah.
Yes. it's pretty thick. So it's like a lot of deadfall, old, nasty pine that has fallen over. And so there's a lot of stickers, and in certain areas, it's great shooting lanes. In other areas, it's like you're catching glimpses. And then again, you got that creek bed that they're cruising on. She was nowhere. It's just like, I'm literally looking at a face, looking at my face from 60, 70 yards away with the wind blowing towards her. I'm like, well, there, good time, huh, honey? Like any second now, you're going to go suck it. See you later.
Right.
30 seconds, a minute later, here comes another doe. I'm like, dang, cool. Two. And I can half-ass see this one. I know it's a doe, but I can't really see it. And then, like, you see a piece of it, and I can't track where it is, but now I know there's two.
Right.
But I can still see the one looking at me. 8 seconds, 30 seconds later, here comes another deer following him, slower, not bounding. Cool. Three deer. Heart was racing during the first one. Again, we're talking about buck fever, Bob, who blows it and misses. So heart skyrockets, comes back down because it's a doe, and I'm going to be patient. Heart skyrockets, doe number two, comes back down. Heart skyrockets number three, comes back down. Realize it's got antlers, heart skyrockets again. So I'm like, dang, it's a buck. It has points. It's got some action.
It's a mister.
It is a dude, at least on one side. Hence, Nubby Jr. So
did you know he was Nubby at this point?
No.
You didn't know he was Nub-like?
No. So he was coming towards me on the side of the 4 points.
Gotcha.
So 8 point buck, right? Four on one side, four on the other.
Or so you're, yeah.
Right? So I see the one side. So now I'm like, again, heart skyrockets, adrenaline spikes, but it is so dang thick. And the other two doe have not moved now. I'm ready, but I'm no shot. Not even an ounce of like shooting ability.
Right.
Adrenaline comes back down.
You do not have an ounce of shooting ability.
Thank you. Right. That's how I feel. So adrenaline comes back down, taking a deep breath, enjoying the moment, watching them ready, but not thinking it's about to happen. And then the doe who's been watching me nonchalantly starts walking towards me and like horseshoes back towards the way she came, but much closer. So does that make sense?
Like, yeah, it's like a button hook and starts to go the other way, but is
coming towards me.
Right.
Right. So instead of 60 yards, now she's 45, 40, 30, and now is in like a clearing, plain as day, grazing, hanging out, wide open. So I'm like, hell yeah. Keep following, baby.
You sweet talking to him during this time? Or are you just
No, I'm shaking yourself. Like a leaf.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what the other deer is doing, the other doe. I'm watching her and I'm tracking him because it's so thick. I've got to like keep a bead on him because you're catching pieces of brown, pieces of brown, pieces of brown. I don't know what he is other than that one side of that I think is a four or a six. Like you can't tell. He's got antler. He makes that same turn she does. And I'm like, okay. Now I'm ready. Now
let's play ball.
Now it's time to like guns up. I'm ready.
You're shouldered.
Shouldered, looking down the pipes, looking up, trying to find him, tracking him, look back in the scope, find him, track him, look back, and then he disappears. Find him, track him, back into the scope, find him, track him, back into the scope. And so again, my adrenaline was high. Now it's coming down because it's like cat and mouse. I can see him now. I can't. I can see him now. I can't. I can't. It's just too thick. And again, I foreshadowed the story with I miss. I have missed. And I have a very low ego on my marksmanship. Now, duck hunting, I'll shoot the hell out of a duck, man. Clay birds, I got you. I feel pretty good about that. Deer hunting, not good. not confident. He steps out. I look at his shoulder. I'm calm. Squeeze the trigger. It surprised me when it went off. Like all the things you should be doing. There he goes. I'm like, son of a bitch. Happened again. I missed. Now the doe are going, hey, where are you going, dude?
Like, yeah.
Thought we were going about to have some fun, guy. I could have shot, you know, they were like right there hanging out. Didn't know I was there. They just were like spooked for a second and just were like, back to eating.
Yeah.
You know, no big deal. And I watch him bound off, seemingly unharmed, tail up, crosses the four-wheeler walking path into another little patch of woods. I see him stop, look around, walk off a little bit, and then I can't see him anymore. Just didn't look like a hurt deer. Meanwhile, rewind a nubby one. Thought I missed him. Had a Patreon Zoom meeting that night. I tracked him for a couple hundred yards. I don't want to ruin the story, but tracked him for a couple hundred yards. Now I got a Patreon Zoom meeting I got to be on. So now I'm sitting there, I'm shaking my head. I'm like, man, I felt good about it. Felt good about the shot. I felt calm. I mean, I know there's a lot of branches and things. Maybe I hit a branch. Maybe I clipped a tree. Just wasn't meant to be. I'm just glad he's not hurt. Another great way to support the show, and if you dig it and you want to rep it, it's LoneDuckOutfitters.com. We got hats, t-shirt, hoodies, all that good stuff. Even if you got a little lone duckling, a little baby on the way, you can get that onesie as cute as can be. Little kids gear. But we've also got other things like bumpers, launchers, e-collars, anything you need to train a dog. You can find it at LoneDuckOutfitters.com. We're here to supply you so that you and your dog can get ready for duck season. I climb down, I go to where he was shot, I see where all the leaves are kicked up, or shot near, see where all the leaves are kicked up. No blood, no hair. Follow the tracks, no blood, no hair. No blood, no hair. So I'm like, damn, you're just looking at leaves and where they're like maybe a footprint, maybe not, but there are also two other doe in there, that same region. Are they his? Are they hers? I don't know. So I climb back in the stand and I'm trying to see what tree region where I saw him last. As I'm up there, I see three black Labradors and a yellow Labrador named Prairie run through the woods. And Terry is taking the dogs for a hike where I'm hunting. So I'm like, hey, oh, up here.
Yeah.
Damn. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm climb down. And this is a life lesson for me. Don't do this ever again. But I'm like, I missed it. He jogged off, tail up, didn't look hurt, ran off. Now, luckily, it's 30 degrees here.
Yeah, it was cold today.
Real cold. But I'm go to work. She and I walked out of the woods. Prairie was all about going into those woods. And I kept her out of it because I didn't want to bust up more of my woods with our scent and dog scent than already has been. So I'm like, no, you know, get out of there. Let's go. Go to work all day. Felt good about that. And then my buddy Nick is like, dude, sometimes those rifles at close range, it might not be bleeding much. You got to follow up more. You didn't follow up enough. And hindsight 2020, like looking in the mirror, you're right. I didn't really track it. I was going to keep tracking it, and then Kerry busted my hunt up, and it's like, I didn't feel good about it. I feel like I'm a loser, and all these negative thoughts come in, and I missed. So I didn't really track it, which, shame on me, because guess what? I did. And I am thankful, and I feel like if it was a warmer day, I probably would have done more. It was cold as hell. Totally thought I missed. I didn't find any sign of any impact. Long story short, I learned a valuable lesson. Trust yourself. Always follow up your shot. Always do the nth degree of tracking until you cannot track any further, which I did with Nubby. I mean, shoot, it was like late. I'm like cell phone light through the woods, marking every tree and every spot of blood. And that was a different buck. But you know what I'm saying? Like
I went to the nth
degree.
Yeah.
And today I just was like, you know what? I'm a freaking loser. Like I sucked. So Hippolito said, don't give up. go back. Shame on me. It was 80 yards away from where I had shot it.
And right where Prairie. And
pretty much right where Prairie wanted to go.
The other thing is trust Prairie.
The other thing is trust Prairie. And cleaned him up.
That'd have been a hell of a retrieve.
Phenomenal, cool buck. Like, he is nubby dose. It must be genetics. He has beautiful four on one side, and then he's got a nubby four on the other.
He looks like
it's
a cluster of alders in like a woodcock thicket where like the trees are grown up out of like the same tree where it's like five trees in one tree.
Yeah.
That's what his
one side looks like.
Yeah.
So I'm calling him an 8-point because technically to the math, he's an 8-point, but it's an ugly ass 8-point. It's cool on one side, but the other side is just four thingies.
Some danglies.
Some four nubs, man. So we got Nubby Jr. I'm thankful for the opportunity. I'm thankful to have watched him chase doe. I'm thankful for the meat that Kevin and I got to enjoy tonight.
Yep.
And the rest of the year, it's going to provide us on many more podcast nights.
Yeah.
So Nubby Jr., this one's for you, bud.
I think it's cool. I think it's cool that it's very clearly
genetics. I kind of do too, but I kind of wish I had normal. Yeah,
I know, but it's, I don't know. We might end up having
a whole load of nubs.
I don't know, arrogant, whatever. How cool would it be if we had a few different Euro mounts up on the wall of like cousin,
nub one, brother, nub two,
dad,
nub three,
uncle?
It'd be cool, but man, I'm not belittling the fact that I took a deer and I'm going to enjoy its meat and whatever. So it is what it is. But it's funny looking at the trail cams, we got many genetically weird antlers around here. And I wouldn't mind if they were more normal. I don't need giants, but not.
It doesn't
like look, it. Look on Instagram at Lone Duck.
You're gonna be like, huh,
Nubby Jr. And you're gonna be like, one side looks cool. The other side? I don't know, man. He's lacking. Anyways, it was an awesome hunt. I'm sad that my deer season it's not over, but it's mildly over. Like, I got a doe
tag.
I got a doe tag, but you need a doe tag. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to push the pace. I'm going to grouse hunt and duck hunt and work. So on one hand, it's like cool that I didn't spend a boatload of time in the deer woods because now I can enjoy duck and grouse and some of the cool work projects that we got going on. But on the other hand, it's like if it was another couple days of enjoying quiet time in the woods, I wouldn't have hated that either.
Yeah.
So here's to fall. Here's to November. Here's to the rut. Here's to Nubby and Nubby Jr. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. If you enjoyed this show, do us a favor. Leave a comment into, Apple and Google Play or wherever you leave them. Do us a favor.
Google. Hit a Google review. That'd be cool.
I guess. That's what Kevin says. Kevin's the Google review guy. Patreon. We appreciate everybody who's joined that. We are gearing up for our Patreon hunt that is in about a month, man. Like, almost to the day.
Almost
to the day, our Patreon hunt. So anybody who's on Patreon is able to enter this kind of stuff. One lucky person had a giveaway hunt. So super cool, great community. Help me help you.
And we're getting to Christmas time where we do Christmas Patreon giveaways.
Christmas
giveaways. That's probably my favorite happy hour of the year.
That gets a little rowdy. We have a little Santa Claus.
Santa Bobby.
Yeah, coming down your chimney, baby. So anyways, guys, thank you so much for being supporters of the show. And we'll see you in the next episode. Hey, if you haven't done it already, jump into patreon.com/loneduckouthers. If you enjoy the show and want to support the show, if this show has helped you and your dog grow together, if you enjoy our Instagram, if we've helped you at all, it's like buying me and Kevin a beer and you get more one-on-one from me. You get content that doesn't hit Instagram or YouTube, and it enters you to win a free hunt with me and Kevin in Missouri this duck season. So jump on, links in the description. We'd be happy to have you and love to help you.
Hey, listeners, Nick Larson here, host of the Birdshot Podcast. As fans of this show, you may be interested in the conversations on the Birdshot Podcast, where we discuss all things upland hunting, from upland birds and their habitat and conservation to the shotguns, bird dogs, and gear used to pursue them. Whether you're a seasoned upland hunter or just getting started and wanting to learn more, I interview a wide range of guests, each with their own unique perspective and valuable experience to share. If you're on the hunt for more upland hunting conversation, please consider subscribing to the Birdshot Podcast today. We'll be right back.